Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lettuce. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to a little show we call lettuce. Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. My name is Greg Benson.
I'm talking about lettuce.
My name is Craig Benson.
And this is the finest podcast you've ever heard in your life. Lettuce. Hi, Craig. How are you today?
I'm great. You know what? I'm setting the tone, Greg. I'm going to just be positive, happy, upbeat,
bright-eyed.
Bushy-tailed.
Great.
Bushy-tailed.
Me too. Yeah. I think that's great. You know, listen, we're going to do it. We're going to do everything right this week. Absolutely. And now It's time for the Patreon-only bonus section.
No. It's too soon for that.
Oh, I thought I wanted to do everything right this time.
So you got to wait. Like 20 minutes into the episode.
Is it about 20 minutes now? And now it's time Patreon
Greg,
only.
Not even. Huh? I'm pretty sure it hasn't even been a minute yet. It might have been a minute.
It's been 59 seconds.
Oh, wow. I was very close.
Yeah, you were super close.
Yeah, I'm good. Good. Things are looking up. See, when you're positive, you're just right about things.
That's absolutely right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. What's going on with your life, Greg? What's going on?
Oh, nothing. That's good podcasting right there.
It has been an
excellent week. It's been the kind of week that all actors kind of shuffle through all the bad weeks hoping for. It's Thursday right now. On Monday, not only did my NCIS episode air, I don't know if you saw it, but the world did. But I got beat up.
I missed it. I'm sorry.
You're just going to have to catch that on Netflix when they release that. I believe in 2027. I'm not sure what year when they do that exactly.
I'll mark that.
Or maybe it's out now. I'm not really sure. But anyway, not only did I have a show airing, but I booked two more shows on Monday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know what, Greg? I'm not surprised because you are talented. You can do it.
Man, thank you. You really are being positive today. Thank you, Craig.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
When people say,
what's that Greg Benson like? And I'm like, he's just a bowl of talent.
Oh, my God.
Joy.
Wow. Wow, Craig. Yeah. I take back all the things I said about you last week.
What did you say?
It was not when we were podcasting. Just to random people that I would run into on the street. I'd be like, hey, I know this guy, Craig Benzine.
Oh, wow. They didn't even bring me up.
They don't even know who you are. They're like, who's Craig Benzine? I'm like, he's got a...
You went out of your way to bring me up.
Yeah.
Okay.
He likes to eat oatmeal that expired 2.5 months earlier.
Yeah, that's not true, but it's also not that bad, really.
I guess what I said about you wasn't so bad then.
No, yeah. I guess not. That's a weird thing to say, though. Why are you trying to say bad things about me?
I just thought, just to bring... I never know what to say to strangers when I meet strangers on the street. So I'm like, hey, I got a friend named Craig Benzine. He has a beard, and every once in a while, he trims it.
Yeah. Was that supposed to be a bad thing?
I don't know. I don't have a beard, so I don't know if that's supposed to be good or bad.
You said it. Your tone of your voice made it sound like you were trying to insult me in some way or say something bad about me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, but it really was a very standard thing that you said.
All right, well, how about this?
Yeah.
Oh, I see you got some pretty nice headphones on your head, if that's the way you like to spend your money.
You have headphones.
Oh, yeah,
I don't see. What's the problem with buying headphones?
There's no problem. I'm just saying, if that's the way you like to spend your money.
It's not really, I don't have headphones because I'm like, this is my favorite way to spend money is to buy headphones. No.
See,
these headphones.
Now that's interesting, you and me. I buy a new set of headphones every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
Okay. Well, these headphones were bought years ago, and China bought them for me. And
I
probably never would have bought them.
So wait a minute. Let me understand that. Let me make sure I understand this. The country of China actually purchased a set of headphones just for you.
You know, you're close. Everything you said is true, except the country of China bit. My wife, China. My wife is named
China. I'm sorry, how do you say that?
China.
No, 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 no. The first part.
My wife.
There you go.
You know what? I will say that for you because this is, I'm going to just be positive and good and I'm not going to try to fight about anything.
I know. I love. See, here's what you're doing. Here's what you're doing right now. You're trying to pull a Greg Benson. You know how I'm always positive and bright and light? Well, you're trying to pull a Greg Benson. You're trying to be more like Greg Benson.
I mean, you often have a tone of positivity, even though you often say hurtful things.
Oh, no. I've never actually hurt you with any of the things I've said, have I, Craig? You know that's not my intention.
Well, you need to work on your intentions.
Oh, no.
I mean, no, what am I doing? No. You're fine, Greg. Everything's fine.
Are you sure? I mean, listen, I don't want to. I don't want to damage a delicate little flower like yourself.
Well, here's the thing, Greg. You tell a lot of jokes, and you know, jokes, you know, you have to be, they have to be, have a little bit of bite to them for them to be funny. You
sometimes,
know what I mean?
Yeah. Sometimes jokes have to have a bite.
Yeah, they have to have a bite. And so, you know, that happens sometimes, and that's okay. That's okay.
So you're saying that I actually have hurt your feelings on this podcast before?
No. Greg, I'm just playing a role here. I'm just playing the role of the guy whose feelings are hurt on the podcast.
Okay, but your feelings are not actually hurt.
No, I'm good. Okay. My feelings are rock solid because I actually am kind of a sociopath. So
wow.
Yeah, you can't hurt my feelings.
Well, I got to tell you something. Yeah. The fact that you led me to believe that I'd said something wrong and then you backtracked on that hurts my feelings.
Oh, it does?
Not really.
Greg.
See, I did it too. I did it too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think we did the same thing with different words.
We just did the same thing. Okay. Yeah.
So, Craig, I was thinking, I want to give you the opportunity to ask me one question. You can ask me absolutely anything you want, no matter how personal, and I will answer by telling you what I had for breakfast this morning. Go ahead, anything you want.
I would like you to answer the question.
Absolutely any question you can think of. Go right ahead, Craig. Go ahead.
What was the name of your first dog?
I had two eggs with some cheddar cheese and some sourdough toast with a little margarine and some blackberries. Oh, and two cups of coffee with soy milk.
Greg, what keeps you up at night?
You know, I gave you the opportunity to ask one question. I didn't say that you could ask two questions.
Oh, now I just want to know the answer to that question.
I'm not going to answer that. You don't get any more questions for the rest of this podcast.
What?
No more questions. That's all you get.
Craig, that's how conversations work.
Craig, I've already told you what I had for breakfast. What else do you want to know?
What keeps you up at night?
Okay, well, one thing I didn't tell you is in my coffee with soy milk, I also put in 8 drops of Cal Stevia. That's K-A-L. K-A-L. Right. Cal Stevia. This episode brought to you by Cal Stevia. We're not paying you for this sponsorship. That's their slogan.
Really?
Yeah, they are paying us, but that's just their slogan.
Oh, well, so that's a lie. I think that's probably illegal. Actually.
They lie about a lot of things. Cal Stevia, they lie about everything.
So are they actually sugar?
They might be. Look, I don't know. I can't speak for them. All I know is that's the brand of Stevia that I buy, and I highly recommend it.
Wait, now, are they telling you to say that?
No. That's one of the talking points.
Yeah, so they're telling you to say
that. No. It's one of my own talking points.
You were given.
They didn't give me that. No, I wrote that. Based on the information that they give me.
Okay, what was the information they gave you that
one of the bit of information they gave me was that that's the brand of Stevia that I use, and I highly recommend.
So it was you're just saying the thing that they told you to say then.
Not necessarily, you know.
No, hey, necessarily.
Speaking of Sara Lee, this podcast is brought to you by Sara Lee baked goods in your freezer. I think you can get them frozen.
I think so. Yeah, probably. But that was a good segue there. Are we getting paid for these then? We're getting paid.
Sara Lee, where our slogan is, this is not our slogan. Sara Lee baked goods. Shove them up your bunghole.
No, that is not their slogan.
I just added that. I thought maybe they might like that.
No. Why would they don't like that? No, do not shove Sarah Lee food up your bum.
Unless
your
bum you want to.
Oh, okay.
You shouldn't just tell. Don't make blanket statements and just tell people what to do. They might want to do that.
Is that dangerous?
I don't know. I don't work for Sarah Lee.
Okay, I guess it depends on the food, I suppose, as well.
By the way, just so we don't get sued by Sarah Lee, Sarah Lee, I want to point out that is not the sponsor. The sponsor is Sarahli, Sarah Lee.
I'm unfamiliar with that company.
I'm just saying that's who it is so that we don't get sued by the other Sarah Lee company.
Wait, why would we get sued by the other Sarah Lee company?
I don't know, telling them that they said to shove their baked goods up your bunghole or something.
Not a sponsor then?
I don't. And now it's time for the Patreon-only bonus section starting in approximately 10 minutes.
Okay. So yeah, it felt a little soon for that.
Yeah. But now I've done the introduction, so at some point we'll the music right will just it. Kick in. Yeah.
Yeah, we won't. Do not intro it. No. Yeah. You're gonna just have to tell me.
Well, I've already introed it.
I know. Don't do it again. But once we're in it, you'll have to let me know that we are in the Patreon only section.
I tell you what, okay. I'll let you know that we're in the Patreon only section by doing this.
Okay, wait, but not now.
No, not right now. I'm just saying that's what it's going to sound like when we're in the Patreon-only bonus section.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Guess what, Greg? Since I last talked to you, I've been sick two times.
No, what? Why?
Yeah. First one was a horrible stomach thing.
Okay.
And then now I just got like a nose and throat thing.
Hey, welcome to fatherhood.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's nonstop sickness.
Yeah,
there was a couple of years there where there was no sickness.
Well, sure. But once you get your kid in preschool and then elementary school, they're just going to be picking everything up. That's why I'm glad that Charlie actually likes to wear a mask because mm-hmm. I mean, he still gets sick, but I feel like he gets about half as many colds and things as he would.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Well, that's great. Is there any way we can quarantine our kid?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, bless you. Wow, that was a sneeze for any of you who didn't recognize that sound on the audio podcast.
Well-timed sneeze.
Yeah, especially
I held it in until we started talking about
it. I love it. Yeah. It reminds me of that Cat Stevens song, I Can't Keep It In. I can't keep it in, I gotta let it out. You know, it's all about sneezing.
Yeah.
Or farting. It's either about sneezing or farting. I've never asked Cat Stevens, although I have met Cat Stevens once.
But it's not his name anymore, is it?
Well, now he goes by the name Yusuf, but I have met him, and let me tell you something. When you shake Cat Stevens' hand, that man does not let go. The whole time you're talking to him, he just locks eyes with you and holds on to your hand, doesn't let your hand go. And you know what? I understand a person wanting to make a connection with another person, but that's just a little weird.
That is a little weird.
It's so like, can I have my hand back? I mean, I like talking to you, but can I have my hand back now?
Yeah. Did he eventually let go?
I mean, when I was done talking to him, I said, okay, nice meeting you. I'm going to leave. Maybe he does that just to keep conversation short. I never thought about that.
Or he doesn't want you to talk to him again, maybe.
He's like, you can come over here, but I'm going to hold your hand for about a minute and a half. He held my hand for a solid minute and a half, probably.
I mean, that's pretty cool. You can say that Cat Stevens held your hand for a minute and a half.
He did.
Yeah. Maybe you were the only one he does that to. He did that to.
Maybe. I don't know. Listen, speaking of singer-songwriters of the 70s, I also met James Taylor, and you know, he shook my hand like a regular person.
He did. Was that disappointing for you?
No. Or? In fact, he kind of shook it in sort of a soft way. He had a soft handshake because I realized, you know, guitar players, they don't really want to, like, do a firm handshake in case anybody, like, over-firms them and hurts their hand. Yeah. That's how they make a living, using their hands like this. This is how you play guitar right here.
Wait.
So yeah, like this.
I mean, that's more.
Imagine there's a guitar right here. This is how you play guitar.
That's how you play an oddly shaped up high keyboard.
Yeah,
it's
a keyboard or guitar. This is how it works. For anyone who is just listening and not watching, I'm moving my fingers exactly like guitar players do.
No, you're not. Not at all.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I am.
So maybe if you were finger tapping all of the frets of the guitar.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. He took both hands.
Speaking of finger tapping,
playing it like a piano.
Speaking of finger tapping, I had a girlfriend in college, and we did a lot of finger tapping. If you know what I'm saying.
You like let her know you were there by tapping her on the shoulder, or?
I think you know what I mean. Look at my eyebrows.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What I said.
Look what I'm doing with my eyebrows here.
Yeah. Yeah.
See how they're sort of going up, like I'm inferring something. Like there's something either dirty or nefarious.
Oh, is that what that means? I thought that might have meant you you're having a stroke.
Well, that too. I feel like I'm always having a minor stroke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Speaking of having a minor stroke, I had a girlfriend in college, and she'd give me a minor stroke.
Okay. All right.
If you know what I'm saying.
How many girlfriends did you have in college? Or is this the same girl?
No, 173.
That's, what is that? Like one every like 5 days?
Something like that, yeah.
Throughout college?
Yeah. But you're assuming that they didn't overlap. I would have up to 35 to 38 at a time, usually.
How do you manage that, Greg? That's impossible.
You know what? You have to take a lot of notes. I would carry a notebook with me, and I'd be like, okay, hang on a second. Now, you're Susan. Hang on, Susan. Yeah. Oh, I told you I grew up in Vermont. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I grew up in Vermont, Susan.
Oh, and you lied to all of them?
And then Susan would be like, my name's Janice. And I'd be like, whatever, Susan. You're always saying your name's... And I wrote down, Susan always says her name is Janice.
Okay.
You know?
There's no way you were able to maintain this then.
No, it was complicated. Honestly, I feel like none of them worked out because I feel like I was overreaching.
Like if you... Yeah, yes, definitely. Because if you were on to spend a day with one of them...
Yeah.
Each of them...
Yeah.
That would be over a month before you'd get back to the first one.
Yeah, but I tell you something. I had to keep that notebook because I'd be like, remember when we went and got those Italian ices last week? And they're like, that wasn't me. That was somebody else. And I'd be like, Elizabeth always says that wasn't me. That was someone else. Yeah. And you have to make notes, you know, to remember
Did you find that you said that about all of them? That they always said it was somebody else?
I got to tell you something. Yeah. I could not refer to the notes fast enough. It was a big notebook, as you can imagine.
Yeah. Right.
And and it wasn't in alphabetical order, so I have to flip through until I just find them, and then it was too late. And they'd always be like, "Why are you looking at that notebook?" You know, they all talk exactly like that.
I mean, I just imagine it's got to be hard to even get a girlfriend when you already have like 20. You know.
Well, I would ask the ones that I was dating for referrals. I would say, "Can you?" Each one would refer me to three more. It's a standard business practice. You go like, look, have you been happy with my services? And they'd say, yes. And I'd say, good. Then can you refer me to three of your friends? That's a standard business thing.
Do you know what a girlfriend is? Or are you? Yeah. Was this some sort of business that you were running?
No, I'm just saying it's the business of girlfriends. That's all I'm saying.
What would you do for these girls? Would you like... mow their lawns?
No, I would take them on dates. We'd go to movies. Yeah. We'd go to dinner. I'd repair things in their home. They'd pay me an hourly rate. I would have sex with them. They'd pay me an hourly rate for that.
Okay. All right.
I was a little man whore.
That's the name of this episode. Okay. All right. I don't think that should be the name of this episode.
I was a little man whore.
Okay, great. That's not a relationship, Greg. These weren't girlfriends.
Really?
Yeah, they weren't.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
All right, good. How many girlfriends do you have right now?
Well, I don't have any. I'm a married man. I have one wife.
Okay.
Yeah, and do you know who that is?
Yes. Yes.
My wife.
Yeah.
That's who it is.
Is that her name?
You know, here's the weird thing. I can't remember her name, and I feel like we've been married long enough that now it's past the point of me asking her to remind me what it is.
Oh.
I feel like when you've been married for 18 years, you better know your wife's name, because if not, you know, and I don't know like which of her friends I can ask. You know,
I feel like her name would come up. I think her friends might refer to her name.
I think it would too, but it hasn't. And I've been waiting. It's been like 7 years, and I've been waiting.
You could check, you know, Christmas cards, birthday cards.
Oh,
the
that's
mail.
A good. You know, I should look mail. At the. I should look at the mail every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah. So you've never looked at the mail?
No, I've never looked at the mail. I gotta check that out. Is that the thing that comes in the tiny, tiny box outside?
Yes.
Oh my God, that box is so small.
Oh, yeah, it's probably very full of mail right now.
I guess so. I've never looked at it.
I feel like you would, there problems would have come up in the last 18 years or so.
Yeah.
In which you would have been forced to check the mail.
Oh, I guess so, man. Wow.
But that didn't happen.
No, not that I know of.
Are you on drugs right now?
I might be. I might just be. This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Oh. And that's the end of the Patreon-only bonus section. I hope that you all enjoyed it. That was pretty special.
Yeah, you played that music the whole time, and I really enjoyed it, actually.
You know, it's soothing. And yeah. and if any of you want to be soothed, you can hear it on our Patreon and support us for only $3. What are you going to do with $3? Yeah. It's kind of like, oh, I think I'll throw this $3 into a fireplace. Don't do that.
Yeah. That's usually what people do.
Yeah.
I mean, every morning, I have a fireplace right over here.
Do not throw your $3 into the fire. Give it to us, guys. That's all you have to do. And that way you can support us, and then we will make up to 2 more episodes.
Think about it. Like, if you're on your deathbed, okay?
Yeah.
And are you gonna be like, oh, no, I wish I would have had that monthly $3. No.
No.
It doesn't matter.
No. You're going to sit there going, oh, thank goodness I supported Greg and Craig with all their brilliance.
Yeah. Yeah. And I listened to every episode, and that was my entire meaning of my existence.
I just saw your doggy put the cord of your headphones. Oh, did it again. Chewing on the cord of your headphones. That's what puppies do. They chew on things.
She likes to do that. But she chews very lightly.
Well, that's good. She's not, because if she did, man, there goes $1,200.
Yeah, it's not. Not that expensive.
You paid too much for those headphones.
Well, I would have if I paid $1,200.
I know. That's way too much. You should not have paid that much for those headphones.
Yeah, and I didn't.
I feel those are like $100, $150 headphones at tops.
Well, they're noise canceling and they're Wi-Fi or they're Bluetooth.
You know, listen, I'm not crazy about cancel culture, whether it's celebrities or noise.
Yeah.
I'm just not crazy about it.
Okay.
You know, why do people want to cancel all the noise? You know, what did the noise ever do?
Greg, noise canceling is not cancel culture.
That's what I say. I say bring on the funk, bring in the noise. That's what I say.
Sure.
Don't cancel it. Bring in the noise.
But what if you need some quiet? What if you need to do some work?
Oh no, I never do that.
Or you need to hear, like, you're editing and you need to hear what you're editing?
No.
What do you mean? No. You edit video?
No, I'm not. You edit
podcasts.
This is the part of the podcast where I just say no to things, even if the answer is yes. Go ahead, ask me anything you want.
So that's a very easy role for you to play now.
No, it isn't.
Oh. Do you enjoy food?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, so we're done with the no section.
Oh yeah, that part ended. Yeah, it ended like 20 seconds ago.
Oh, not 20 seconds. About
20 seconds.
No. All right.
20 cool. seconds from now. That's when it ended. 20 seconds ago. I got the that exasperated look. Oh, Craig.
No, positive, Greg. I love it.
I love it. I could bring out your exasperated look. It's fun. It's fun times.
Greg. Yeah. I love it. I love these little sections of yours in the podcast. I love them. Yeah. Positivity.
I cut something out from AARP magazine since I got a joke subscription to AARP and now I actually read the magazine. These are the states, in case you're wondering, these are the states that don't have any income tax on retirement income.
Oh.
So like if you have a pension or whatever, you need to move to one of those states.
Okay. I used to live in Illinois. I really screwed up. I guess I moved.
Illinois is one of them. They have no tax.
Oh, I used to live in Texas too.
Texas and Illinois have no tax on 401ks, IRA, or pension distributions.
But you know what's funny?
What's
Illinois
that?
Has one of the highest tax rates in the country. Texas has one of the lowest, if not the lowest.
Huh.
So what's the deal there? What's the deal there, Greg?
Texas is a cheaper place to live, but then the problem is then you got to live in Texas. Listen, I grew up in Texas.
Yeah.
I love Austin. Austin's a great town. There are a few other great towns in Texas.
Yeah.
But it's Texas.
Are you insulting all the Texas listeners right now?
Yep.
Oh.
But it's okay. I can do that. I'm a Texan. Once you've lived in Texas for at least 10 years, you're a Texan for life.
So I'm not a Texan. I only lived there for a year and a half.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
What am I then?
You were just visiting.
And I was in Austin, which isn't... It was like a whole other thing.
I can't believe that you would move to Austin and then a year and a half later go, let's blow this popsicle stand.
Yeah, we had a kid and wanted to be near family. And also, money was starting to get tighter.
Yeah? And money's looser up there.
Now it got looser.
They say in Alabama, the Tuscaloosa. I'm sorry, what's that?
Yep, my YouTube channel turned around.
Yeah, it sure did. So, you turned it around.
I got looser.
By the way, speaking of turning it around, you know how I told you that last month, for the month of February, I was going to try to upload a YouTube short every day for the month of February? Well, I didn't upload that many. I probably uploaded 15 or so out of the 28 days. I uploaded about 15 of them, and only one of them caught on and went sort of viral. It didn't even hit 1 million views, but right now it's currently at about 500,000 views.
That's a lot, Greg. Don't discount 500,000 views. That's
yeah.
a lot.
No, I mean, it was good. One of them caught it. The rest of them all hovered like at 10,000 views or less. But this one got about 500,000 views. And I looked to see how much a short makes in 500,000 views. And the answer is about $34.
All right. Not great.
No, that's terrible. I mean, if you upload a YouTube video... like a longer video with some ad breaks in it, you're going to make much more than that. But
with
34,
half a million,
but to get 500,000 views and then only make like $34, that's not so good.
It's kind of sad, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah,
the fame and accolades.
I say.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I realized?
Yeah. Huh? What's that?
You know what I realized today, you know, I don't know if you know this. I don't know if we've ever talked about this before, but I like music. Do you like music, Craig?
Yeah, you talk about music all the time.
It's because I like it. So what I realized is that over the course of my lifetime, I have listened to the first half of a lot of albums.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this year, I think I'm just going to listen to second halves. I think I'm going to listen to the second half of all these albums that I never listened to. And I realized that as I was driving home from dropping Charlie off at school this morning. Oh, I have a son named Charlie, by the way. As I was driving home, I was listening.
Even if we didn't know that, it was implied.
Oh, well, there you go. So I was listening to like the last four songs on the album Spike by Elvis Costello, because I love the Elvis Costello. And Spike's a very good album. But as I was listening to those last four songs, I thought... you know, I don't know if I've ever heard these songs before. Like, I don't know if I've ever made it to the last four. Now, that album is a long album. It's a 65-minute album.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'd ever made it to the end of that album before.
Well, you know, they usually front-load an album. Usually, like, the best songs are...
It's so true. You know? Like, it is top-heavy. Although, in the bottom half of that album, you've got Pads, Paws, and Claws, which is a great one. And you've got Baby Plays Around. Those are tracks 10 and 11 out of 15. But then tracks 12 through 15, I don't know if I'd ever listened to those before.
And did you like them? Were they any good?
They were fine, but I would say that they didn't have the smah that the rest of the album has.
Smah?
Yeah, they didn't have the zazz. The kapowie, as they say.
Yeah. Well, that's why you don't listen to them. And I think you're fine. It's fine to ignore the last bit of an album. It's fine.
Yeah?
Go ahead. Yeah. Some albums have great stuff at the end, but it's fine. You're fine.
I mean, listen, one of the albums that I do love that I've listened to all of is The Crane Wife by The Decemberists. Do you like The Decemberists?
Uh-huh. I do like The Decemberists. I haven't listened to them in a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I listened to that, and I can't remember the name of that last song. But it's the last song on that album is one of my favorites. I'll tell you right now what it is. The last song on The Crane Wife is Culling of the Fold. That's a great song.
I don't remember what that song is, but I have listened to that whole album.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you have it.
Is that, do you, you should do a video where you say, I listened to the last half of every album for a month.
Man,
this is what happened.
It sounds like a lot of work. You have to get out of camera.
Sounds like a bad video. It sounds like
people just go like, okay, so what? What are you? This is the next one about like, oh, I made toast every morning for 5 days. Here's my results.
That's pretty good. I like that. Actually.
I made toast every morning for 5 days.
I'm gonna make that on my second channel. I think actually my second channel I just decided is going to be bad video ideas. It's just gonna be bad
video. Here's a bad video idea for you. I actually thought of making this once. Do you remember when those videos were coming out and they were going viral? Like I took a picture every day for 365 days, and then it's just like the whole thing one after another.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make a video. I took a picture every day for one day, and then just show that with some music.
Yeah. Can I steal that idea?
No, that's my idea.
Well, are you going to do it or what?
Nope.
Ah, Greg. I just want it to exist.
All right. I will make that a YouTube short.
Okay. I took a picture every day. Or I took a picture every minute for 5 minutes. How about that?
Hang on a second. I took a picture every day for one day. Yeah.
Yeah, well, what about...
I'll do that.
I took pictures at random throughout my entire life. How about that?
Oh yeah, that's pretty good also. Mm-hmm. And then people would be like, oh my god, look at all those random pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, there's exactly. there's one of a sofa he was considering buying. Oh man. Oh, look at that. It's another sunset picture.
That looks like an accidental pocket picture right there.
Do you keep those too, huh?
Well, probably. There's probably some somewhere.
I took a nice picture of my son yesterday. He really, look, he has a 3x3 Rubik's Cube, but he really, for some reason, wanted a 4x4, which is weird because he can't solve the 3x3. So I got him a 4x4, and then he wanted a picture of it to make it look like he'd solved it, but it really just hadn't messed it up yet. So that's him looking proud.
He already understands clickbait then.
Yeah, pretty much. But that's a nice picture, though, isn't it? I love that he's wearing a Grateful Dead t-shirt.
You listened to the last bit of their albums?
You know, listen, I actually love the Grateful Dead from like the late 60s through like the mid 70s. They released like a handful of terrific albums and like really, really solid albums, especially like very early 70s. Their stuff was great. But no, I don't make it to the end. I rarely make it to the end of an album because it's like I'll have the album on, I'll be driving around, and then half or three quarters of the way through the album, I'll be like, hey, I feel like listening to something else. You know, now it's time for Joe Jackson, and then I'll put on, Look Sharp or something like that.
Maybe albums should just be half as long. Maybe they should only be EPs.
Do you know what's weird? I just mentioned Joe Jackson, Look Sharp, and I'm the man. I've listened to those albums all the way through, every time. Now, those albums I do not get bored with. I will listen all the way through to Look Sharp and I'm the Man and Jump and Jive and Volume 20. Like, there are a lot of great Joe Jackson band albums that I love so much.
Should we start a band, Greg?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And we can call it the transphobic geriatric machine.
No. What a horrible name.
Let's call it the Bills You Must Pay. Let's call it...
The Bills You Must Pay.
Let's call it...
I like it. And we should change our names to Bill.
Yes.
We're both Bill.
Oh, now that's a great idea. The teeth experience.
The teeth experience.
What else do you want to call it? Let's call it Men and a Baby.
Yeah, that's a movie.
Then we have name recognition.
Culture Combine.
The Culture Combine is a great name.
Yeah.
We should create, you know what we should do? We'll make a various artists album, but all of the various artists who have one track each are going to be us under various names. And here's a song by Lips in Your Face.
So we'll make a compilation album. I love this idea.
A compilation album. Yeah.
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 Let's do it.
Yeah.
Or not.
I just remembered. I'm not very talented playing instruments.
Oh, you can play guitar.
Or writing songs or singing.
No, I mean, you do those things.
I do, but I'm just not that good at it.
Oh.
Oh, well, but hey. Right. Hey.
What?
But I'm going to be working with you, so I mean, we'll pair up nicely.
So I'll do all the work? Is that
perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of just a compilation of made-up bands. I like that idea
It's been done already.
Yeah. Who did it?
Maybe it hasn't.
Okay.
I do know that there is, the thing that comes to mind is there's an XTC tribute album where a bunch of different bands do XTC songs, and XTC themselves cover one of their own songs under a different name. They recorded a song under the name Terry and the Love Men.
Yeah. Well, and that's not the same thing, though.
No.
But if
they had done all the songs, then there you go. That would have been great.
Maybe it's not been done because it's not a good idea and no one will buy it. Maybe
I think it's an amazing idea. I'd buy it. In fact, I already bought 6 copies.
Oh, what?
I just pre-ordered them on Amazon.
Who did you pay?
I paid Amazon. I just pre-ordered them.
I just put the money in an envelope and sent it off
in the mail to Amazon.
So you paid Jeff Bezos and the board.
No. I just wrote Amazon on the envelope. I said, please deliver to the Amazon.
Wait, where did you put that envelope?
I put it in the mail.
So you know where your mailbox is. You know how to
use. Oh, you caught me. You caught me. I have checked my mail before. All right. So I was lying earlier when I said that I hadn't. You totally caught me. And you know what? That's what people love about this podcast, because it's kind of like one of those true crime podcasts. Like, oh, how's the guy gonna reveal all the lies and the errors? And how are they going to find out the truth? And then Craig always comes through. He always comes through.
Regular Craig Lumbo, if you will.
Oh, man, Craig Lumbo that's one of my favorite shows. Hey, we have a special guest coming in here. My wife is going to make her first... first appearance on our podcast. Ladies and
not
gentlemen,
her first,
please...
Not her first appearance.
Please welcome my wife.
Oh, that's her hand.
Yeah.
I don't think her hand can talk. I don't think...
No, you just wait. Hi, my wife's hand. How's it going?
Oh, her hand is poking at the microphone.
Poking
at Greg's nose.
Oh, I'm getting a little nose kiss from my wife's hand. Oh,
is this the first time she's been on the podcast?
Yeah,
she's been on here?
Now your wife has been on, but mine never has. Yeah.
So I would argue she still hasn't been on the podcast.
No.
She's squeezing your nose.
Yeah, this is great.
Oh, now she's
picking
your nose.
Oh, yeah.
Or making it look like she is.
Get it good.
She can't be picking your nose because that finger is in way too deep otherwise.
Ow, my brain. My brain.
okay.
good times.
That's good podcast material.
Oh, my gosh, it's great. Are you about to leave? Here, hand me that for a second.
Did you hear her?
That for
you heard her in the background. That was her first appearance on the podcast.
Yes, that was her first appearance on the podcast.
Are you
using this
really quietly in the background?
Okay, hang on a second.
What is happening right now, Greg? We are doing a podcast.
Yeah, I know, but you're about to leave, though, right? Like, literally, she's about to leave?
Well, not literally.
Well, hang on. I'm gonna finish up here in 5 minutes. Can you wait? Okay, we're going to do that.
She leaving on a trip or what?
She's leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when she'll be back again.
Really? You don't know where she's going?
No, all her bags are packed. She's ready to go. She's standing here outside my door.
Yeah.
She hates to wake me up to say goodbye.
But you are awake. And
but the dawn is breaking. It's early morn.
It's not that early. I mean, it's earlier for you, but it's still not that early.
I guess you got a good point.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got to do some stuff here. Just you go ahead and finish up the podcast real quick.
All right. Well, listen, guys, we learned a lot today. We learned that Greg lies.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, about everything. Yeah,
we know. We learned that I can be positive if I really try.
Yeah,
and I'm. And we learned a lot about. I was going to reference the Patreon only section. I can't do that. Never mind.
Well, you can. You can if you want. You can go ahead and do that. Everybody enjoys a nice reference.
We learned about all the drugs that Greg doesn't do.
Yeah, I don't do any of those.
And all the food remnants that are on his floor. We learned that we're both of those in the Patreon only section.
I got to tell you something. They're not food remnants. Yeah.
Oh, no. Just full on.
Yeah.
Edible things. Yeah, or at least once edible.
That I keep on my floor in case I get hungry. Look, everybody loves snacks.
Including a whole raw goat leg or lamb.
There is nothing wrong with snacks. Everybody loves snacks.
Yeah.
You know, I've said it before. I'll say it again.
Those aren't snacks, though, Greg. I'm trying to conclude this podcast.
Which podcast?
Two Guys Talking About Lettuce.
Oh, yeah. I love that podcast. I've heard that before. Those guys are hilarious.
One of them is you, you know.
We should get them on this. If we could get them as guests on this one and talk to them, it'd be great. Because you know what? They're always sharing helpful information about lettuce. And I love learning about lettuce. I mean, that's one of my favorite things to learn about.
Really? Mm-hmm. Which is interesting, because anytime I talk about it, your eyes glaze over. I hear grunts of disapproval and general unease.
Is it unease or is it disease? Because I've heard of the term disease before. Someone says, oh, you've got a disease. You know, suffering from, Mr. Benson, is a mental disease, is what I hear a lot.
Yeah, that's a completely different thing.
I don't know.
Unease is kind of just a feeling in the moment of, you know, being uncomfortable, like when someone's coughing too much while you're trying to talk.
Are you saying that I'm coughing too much? Is that what you're trying to say?
Maybe.
Okay. I mean, it's a little rude. I mean, it's judgmental, you know?
Well, I felt like that last cough was just on purpose. It just seemed like you were,
Well, I'm going to prove you wrong. Watch this.
All right. Oh, he's using an inhaler. That doesn't prove me wrong, though. I have to use an inhaler, too. And we're both allergic to almonds.
Got a lot in common. I feel better.
Good.
Had a little tight chest there.
So would you call asthma, that's a disease. Wouldn't you call that a disease?
I'd call it an unease.
An unease? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also that.
You know, the other day I made some Chinese stir fry and I put in some baby carrots and some water chestnuts and some unease. And it was delicious with a little chicken, some oyster sauce, some soy sauce. It was so delicious. I'd recommend that if anybody wants to try that. I don't know. A lot of people just already have a lot of those ingredients in their home, you know, and if you have carrots, or if you have carrot, or if you have celery or some onions, like you just put them in there. Delicious.
Yeah. So
good.
I see what you're doing, Greg. And, I'm going to let it go.
Thanks.
I'm
going to let it go. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm no longer distracted, by the way. I can give you my full attention, Craig. I'm ready to give you my full attention. Starting 12 minutes from now, you will have my full attention for the rest of this podcast.
Okay, the podcast will be long over 12 minutes from now, won't it?
Mm-hmm. I certainly hope so.
Yeah.
I got stuff to do today. It's a busy day.
So you,
I got a wardrobe. I got a wardrobe fitting for one of my jobs.
So you're not going to give me your full attention ever.
Well, I mean, I will, but you know, not during the podcast. I mean, sometimes, Craig, you ask too much.
Do I? Do I really?
I think so.
Am I a burden to you?
I don't know if to me or if it's just to everyone. I don't know. I don't know. Well,
How so, Greg?
I'm just saying, Craig. Like,
give me an example.
Look at all these questions you're giving me right now. Didn't I tell you earlier no more questions? And like, maybe I'll just ask Greg a bunch more questions.
Give me an example is not a question. That's a command.
Yes, so but you did say, how am I a burden? That's a question.
You're
anything
right,
that
you're
starts
right,
with
did.
How or why or what or if or and, those are
you know
all
what?
Questions.
requesting that someone never asks you a question, that makes you a burden. That makes you a burden.
That's so true. Yeah, that is so true. Hey, what'd you think of that Spider-Man movie?
Which one?
Any of them. Far From Home or Homecoming or whatever.
The
first one with Tobey Maguire?
A lot of them are very good.
Yeah.
In fact, my favorite is the Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, yeah. That's a great one. Yeah, the animated one. That's my favorite, too. Do you think that when Tobey Maguire was in the very first movie, when he kissed what's-her-name and he was hanging upside down, do you think that he had to do that, like, take really quickly because all the blood was rushing to his head? It can't be fun to kiss somebody when you're hanging upside down.
I imagine they probably did it one or two times, and he was probably able to get right side up.
You think again. Just one or two? You think in a movie with that kind of budget, they only gave him one or two takes to do the kiss? It's a very important moment in the movie, and you think one or two takes did it?
Maybe, yeah.
Not a chance. Huh. I mean, that's a 14 to 17 take scene right there, if I've ever seen one. They're
okay,
like, you know what? We need you to do that again, but I want the kiss to be a little more gentle. And then the next take, they're like, not that gentle.
Yeah. Well, but he probably didn't have to hang upside down that long, though.
Yeah.
You know?
He's probably right side up until right when they roll the camera, and then he like went down upside down and then did the kiss.
There's a scene where he catches all the...
flies?
He catches all of the stuff on his lunch tray at school.
Yes.
Like it's all flying in the air and he catches it all really quickly.
Yeah.
That was all, apparently that was like many, many, many takes. They didn't use computer effects for it. He actually had to catch everything.
Wow. I could have done that in one take.
Oh, really?
You know, listen.
Let's see you do it. Let's see you do it right now.
I don't have a lunch tray with me, but otherwise I'd totally show you. But like some actors are just prepared, and some, Tobey Maguire, are not prepared. Uh-huh. And I don't mean to single out
not
Tobey
prepared
Maguire.
For a nearly impossible task?
Obviously, he was not prepared if it took him so many takes. He did, like, if you're prepared, you go in there, you do it one take, boom, you're done, you move on. He apparently was not prepared.
But you were just saying that a simple kiss scene was going to be 14 to 17 takes.
Sure. Yeah, so, absolutely.
Inconsistency in your argument, Greg, is what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Craig, I have a question for you. Did you remain positive this entire podcast?
Yes, I did.
Even when you're pointing out the inconsistencies in my argument?
Yes, I was pretending.
Okay.
I was acting.
All right.
In my head, I was being very positive.
Good. Good.
Yeah,
have you, speaking of acting, have you finished? You were doing some reshoots on your horror movie. Did you finish it?
I did. I had to get my head chopped off and I spit up blood. They put red dye in my mouth and then water and I swished it around.
Uh-huh.
And I spit up blood as I laid on the ground and I sat there for a while with my own spit right in front of me. It was.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, and people say that this business is not glamorous. No, that's glamour right there, what you're describing. That is glamour.
Yeah. I mean, I would describe glamour as liquid blood coming out of my mouth.
I had liquid blood coming out of my mouth in the NCIS episode that aired this week that you didn't watch.
Nice.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. You didn't have to bring that up.
No, it's okay. That's all right.
Well, why'd you bring it up then?
I mean,
it was okay.
My real friends watched it, but I mean... You know.
Well, you didn't remind me that it was on.
You could have just...
I don't watch every NCIS episode. In fact, I don't know that I've seen an entire episode of NCIS.
I've never seen one before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but now I am hooked.
Which episode is it?
I am hooked. What's that?
It's NCIS what?
It's just
NCIS?
Called. It's just called NCIS, and the episode is called The Butterfly Effect.
The Butterfly Effect.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to look it up, and I'm going to watch it.
Oh, good. Well, then you will see
me. Full show on CBS. Oh, wow. First link after Googling it. It came up, and now an ad is playing. Okay.
Look at that.
And I accidentally clicked on the ad, so I'm giving the show some sweet CPM.
That's good. They need it.
And that was because of you. I should tell them that they're making money. CBS is making some money because of you now.
That's good. I think I get a cut of that. I'm not really sure how it works, but I think whatever they get, like let's say that they get like half a cent from that click, they might give me like 10% of that. So
sweet. It's probably less than half a cent, to be honest with you. But yeah,
probably is.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
For that accidental click. They probably can tell that it was an accidental click, too.
Yeah.
But because like immediately closed the page it went to.
That totally counts.
Okay, great.
I mean, I don't really know. I'm just guessing. I don't really know how things work.
Yeah, I don't either. I feel like they should have some sort of mechanism in place to measure accidental clicks because their entire business model relies on advertising. So anyway.
I was a few minutes late when we started this podcast. This is the last thing I'll tell you, but because I'm very proud of this. I was a few minutes late because I realized I've been booking a lot lately, a lot of television shows. And I keep all these are all self-tape auditions. I record them at home and then send them off to the casting director. That's how it works now. Thanks to COVID and lockdown and all that. And I think that they're going to keep it that way, which is fine by me because I don't like to have to drive all around LA. Anyway, so I have this folder that's full of all my audition videos. And it was very easy for me to just open that folder because every time I book one, I just write booked in all caps at the end of the name of the file. And so it was really easy just to open it up and see them in reverse chronological order and realize that from my last 17 auditions, I've booked six. Six out of 17. Now, an average booking ratio apparently is about 1 out of 20. Like agents are happy as long as you're booking at least, you know, like 1 out of 20.
Yeah.
And with 6 out of 17, that's a little better than 1 out of 3, which is crazy. So I wrote my agents and my manager this morning, like right before we started, and I sent them a screenshot of that, and I said, can you use this booking ratio to our advantage? Like to when you submit me for jobs, go like, hey, this guy's booked 6 out of the last 17. You got to see this guy. And they were like, yeah, actually, that's a great idea. So I'm glad that I just sent that because I don't think that there are a lot of actors who've been booking like that lately.
Congratulations, Greg.
Thanks, man. I had to toot my own horn because when you're in this business, you gotta toot your own horn.
I am proud of you, and I'm proud to know you. Positivity, friendship, love.
Thank you. I also give you positivity and friendship and love.
Oh, well, thank you.
And your lovely wife, China. See, I know that's your wife's name.
Yeah, but the way you said it.
I was joking earlier when I didn't know her name.
Kind of accusatory.
Yeah.
Accusatory the way you just said it.
I don't know. Maybe it's just the way you heard it.
I mean, positive. I'm assuming best intentions here. it was, yeah.
Yeah.
And my dog is barking in the background, and that doesn't, I'm not saying my feet hurt. My dog is barking in the background.
I hear it just a little bit, but your mic cuts out stuff like that.
Oh, good.
So it's actually pretty effective at that. Craig, it's been great hanging out with you. No, it doesn't.
Sorry.
It's been great hanging out with you as always. This may be the longest episode we've ever done.
Oh my God. Wow, it flew by. It was
which means it's time to say goodbye. Thank you everybody for listening to Two Guys
talking about
lettuce. My name is Greg Benson.
My name is Craig Benzine.
I'm talking about lettuce.
And I'm smiling right now.
Oh, me too. Man, we're both smiling. Smiling's fun. As Will Ferrell once said in a very brilliant movie, he said, smiling's my favorite.
I'm talking about
I love smiling. It's my favorite. What did he say? I love smiling. Smiling's my favorite. Listen, we're going to have to figure this out. I want to get it verbatim.
Which movie?
That would be an Elf.
Elf. Yes, that makes sense.
Have a great week, everybody.
Bye. I love you.
I only like him as a friend.
Greg.